This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Anne-Marie Cha Adios on Barney, Beck and Bobby on Joy 949. It's a quarter past eight.
We've got some very special guests in the studio today. Our one, Barnaby. Writer.
He's a guest now. Is he on the other side?
I'm a guest.
Has transitioned from co-host to guest.
I feel very threatened.
And you should feel threatened.
What's
and
happening?
With him, we have the Australian boys of Motown.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning. Now we've got Richard, Vincent, and the one and only Barnaby here with us. Richard is the creator of the show, and Vincent has been in such things, productions, as the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Thrill Me, Avenue Q, and he's about to star in Calendar Girls, and I can't talk, and Barnaby is wondering what to have for breakfast. Well done,
good
boys.
On you, boys.
Welcome.
Beck, I'm just going to give you FYI, in the notes I've given you, I've put a lot of like misinformation and some real like dirty things, so don't read too closely.
That's what I'm reading.
I just wanted to trip you up live.
I really want to have a look at that later.
They are filthy. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
Where's the show come from? Where's the inspiration from?
I just wanted to create, being Richard is my name, create something that everyone could relate to, happy music, and I wanted everyone to get up, have a good time, and that was the inspiration for this song, this show. I just love the music.
So what is the show? What's the show about?
Australia's Boys of Motown is... It's basically a journey through Motown. Motown-inspired music also. So you've got everything from the Temptations to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons to Bruno Mars, just giving it that new edge. So there's something there for absolutely everybody.
How great. And now you guys have just come off the high seas on a cruise ship. And I understand your show is pretty... audience orientated, a lot of audience participation.
Oh, just a little, not a lot. I feel like that'll turn people off. Don't tell them.
What is the funniest thing that's happened so far? Because the guests of the high seas, I mean, there's some characters.
Well, Vinny and Rich have been doing it for a lot longer than me, so you guys probably have better stories. But just on the first cruise that we did 2 weeks ago, we got a woman out of the audience to dance with us, and she. Full, like, I'm talking, like, groped my butt, was, like, all
I
over
Jan. I think she actually lifted you up by your butt.
She did. I was levitating via my buttocks.
She gave a butt lift a whole new name.
She did. Do you guys have anything better?
There's this one song that we do called My Girl, and we always get a lucky lady out of the audience. And at the beginning, it seems like it's got to be terrifying for her. And we're always thinking we've got to be careful on her. But as soon as we get whoever it is up, they are always all over us. And as soon as you start to kind of like get into it, because these women have had a few drinks and, you know, they're kind of just ready for a good girls' night out. So it's always a blast.
We're substantially better if you're hammered.
Actually, yeah, we did this one gig in Alice Springs for the races.
Oh my god!
And it was a ladies' day at the races, and it got to a point where it was we did various sets throughout the day, and by the last set, the ladies were so hammered, and like you know, and all of the races, all of the shoes and stuff had come off, and you know, and they were up on stage with us, and the stage almost
50 of them got
the
up
stage
on stage
almost
with
collapsed.
Oh my god!
That's the effect. We have on people, Beck.
We're going to come back with you boys. Stick around.
Can you guys sing a song for us?
Is that Beck?
Please?
What? It's so early. We couldn't possibly.
Oh, go on, you.
We might have to make him some tea first.
Yeah.
We'll be back very, very soon on Barney, Beck and Bobby. At 23 minutes past 8, that's Samantha Jade, Barney, Beck and Bobby.
We've got the Australia's Boys of Motown in the studio. They are as handsome as they sound. Boys, where can we see this fabulous show?
It's on at Chapel Off Chapel. It's coming up very soon from the 21st to the 25th of June. This coming Wednesday, until Sunday. So come along, book your tickets.
Where can I find my tickets if I wanted to?
If you go to the Chapel Off Chapel website, that will direct you to wherever they sell tickets.
Sure.
the box office,
the ticket man.
Yeah, the ticket man.
Now, I have asked you for a big favour. and you very willingly agreed to sing us a song. Do
She's
it for the listeners.
Us at knife point.
I've had a small tantrum, and now I've gotten what I want.
Don't make her
sing
angry.
Sing for us. You are amazing. Can you sing us a song? Is that all right?
Fine.
Yes.
Please. We'll embarrass you. Right,
what are you going to sing?
I don't know. It's a
surprise.
It's a special something we didn't prepare earlier.
So without further ado, I give you the Australia's Boys of Motown.
Yep.
Wait, I'll do four or three?
It's a four
three.
Bites in four. Four.
Okay. Right. Okay. We'll
and without
four.
Further ado, I give you Australia's Boys of Motown.
Becky, baby, Becky. Becky, baby, Becky, baby,
Becky,
baby,
Becky, can you come out tonight?
Come out tonight.
1,000 times yes. I will come out with all of you every night.
I think I've actually already come out.
Lovely.
Oh, you just won radio, sir. That was so fantastic. What a talented group of fellas who's once just dropped the microphone. I won't
Stop
say who it
is. Wasn't me.
Do you have time to stick around for
One more break? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love to. Good chat to you all day.
We love having you.
I mean, I'm contracted here till 9, but...
You are contracted here till 9. You're listening to Barney, Beck and Bobby in the morning.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. We've got the Australia's Boys of Motown in. Good morning, boys.
Good
Thanks
morning.
I thought you were going to sing good morning.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Good
thank
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Stop it.
It's quite
you
enough of
too
that,
chipper.
Fellas. Far too chipper.
We've been here since, like, 5:30, so, like...
I've been here for about 4 minutes.
How's
yeah.
I woke up at 5:30.
Yeah. How's your voice going, Bunny? Like, you sound
I'm
sick.
I'm dying, yeah. So, like, that was rough, what we did before, and the rehearsal that's going to precede this morning's show is going to be even more rough. So, but by next Wednesday, opening 9, we're going to be great.
So what can we expect? What kind of music? Are we talking Britney Spears? Are we talking a bit of Christina Aguilera? I mean, where are we headed with the...
Look,
the
we're talking Motown. It's Australia's right. Boys of Motown.
That's the name of it. Right, now.
So
now
it's all of those old classics that you love, and it's with a bit of a modern twist on them. Basically, you know, audiences are loving this show. If you go to Australia's Boys of Motown Instagram
or Facebook,
you can see there's just been a testimonials thing that's been released that has a whole bunch of people telling us how much they love Australia's Boys of Motown, which is very cool.
Including some Irish women on the ship who kind of adopted us as their children and kept asking us to call them mum.
Did yes. they really?
They did.
Just before we let you guys go, I have heard whispers that there was a bit of an incident on the ship regarding a baby on a leash.
Yeah, that was the last show that I did with the boys. We had about how many people up on stage with us?
I reckon a solid like 40.
So about 40 people that got up on stage with us, and then like a group.
You know,
of
when
kids.
You're singing "Celebration" by Kool and the Gang, yeah. everyone just wants to get up on stage with you.
Just want to celebrate.
Yeah, and this little baby with a leash
just like went full pelt for the stage. No yeah. parents in sight.
Straight to the back of the stage with the band, and there's like 40 people jumping around, crazy time on stage, and. And so I had to go and pick this baby up before it got trampled. And
but you're like, do we touch the baby and like yeah. get in trouble?
Yeah.
Or like, and I was like, I'm going to steer clear because I don't want to like get a name for myself. I've still got 3 days left on this ship. But yeah, there was like a solid like 1-year-old that just is... like running rampage and wanted to go backstage and whatever. And we're like, where are the parents? Nowhere to be seen.
Very cute baby.
Did you find the parent? Did you find the parent?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were at the front of the stage.
Oh, wow.
But,
so Motown crooner by day and night, baby
and,
stealer by the
yeah,
other
day
spare
carer.
Time. Day carer.
Yeah.
That's
the
it.
Moral of the story, the show is appealing to from
Families.
1 through to 100. Like.
Yeah, 1 years to 100. That's
so
it.
Next Wednesday, opening night, red
yes.
carpet.
Yes.
Suits.
We have suits.
We've got a double party giveaway.
Well, it's on our Facebook page, on our yeah. Instagram. Yeah, you can head on to the Oz Boys of Motown page. There is a ticket giveaway and all the details are up there at the
oh,
moment.
Yes.
Maybe you can win
show.
It there.
Right, maybe I can.
You
so
to tag a friend who you want to take to the show with you.
Next Wednesday, what time?
6:30.
Chapel on Chapel. Chapel on Chapel, June 21st. Head to ticket...
chapeloffchapel.com.au.
And I'll be there in the front seat.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy.
Thanks so much for coming.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.